Okay, here we are. Boy, do I have a great Christmas special ready to go. Sam, are you ready and prepared?
Yeah.
And more?
Of course.
Hallie?
You know it.
Tom?
Is this going to be another extremely complex production with multiple scenes, a lot of overdubs, tons of sound effects, and that will require multiple retakes?
Yes!
Great. Just great.
I know, right? Isn't it awesome? Adam!
Oh, here I am.
So anyways, because recording these shows requires the highest level of professionalism, and because we all need to be on our A game, we need to make sure that we all hit our marks. We need to make sure that we're really trying our hardest, and we really need to give it our 100%, totally, directly, and stay all the way focused.
Sounds like a plan. Just let me light up my Christmas doob here, and we'll,
Adam, this is very exacting work. We need to be totally on point.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Too busy lighting my Christmas doob, John.
I said we need to...
I can only see your mouth moving, John. It must be because this doob is just so loud.
Damn, dude. That thing must weigh like 4 pounds. It looks like a baby's arm.
Ah, yeah. That Mr. John Gentile is the stuff.
Man, he's looking a little wigged out.
He's flicking us off while he's toking at the same time.
Adam?
Oh, yeah. Woo. Baby.
He's spacing out.
Now that is a Christmas do.
Adam.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Where am I? My name is Adam White, PI. If you've got the cabbage, I can turn it into sauerkraut. I did my time working for the PD, but a pension, a partner, and a smile for the commissioner didn't suit my suit. Of course, I had a little incident too. The boys downtown, they tell their wives about this one. If only to buy them some time to get the lipstick off their collars. So these days, I work for the toughest boss I know, myself. My beat is Christmas City, North Pole. One of the roughest, toughest, dirtiest, low-down places you could imagine. And if you don't have a good imagination, then just read the police blotter. Make sure you aren't having your lunch at the time. Murder, drugs, extortion, affairs, it all goes down up north. But that doesn't cause me to lose much sleep. Some people used to believe in the dream of Christmas Town. I definitely did not. It was a customer. I finished my 3-martini lunch, and then had myself 2 desserts. The glasses just went where they were supposed to, out of sight. Turn that brass. In walked a dame like I never seen, and I've seen a lot in this business. She was wearing a bright red dress, taped by fluffy white trim. Her buttons were nice little sprigs of mistletoe, and she was just the kind of drink of water that made the nice boys be naughty, and the naughty boys be nice.
Are you a dick?
I like to think I'm a pretty nice guy, but don't ask my ex-wives.
Don't play me, Sam. I mean, are you a gumshoe, a pavement pounder, a private eye?
What's the door say, dollface?
Hubert Oucham, discount proctologist, group rate available.
Oh, well, I just had the door replaced. It's used.
Did you have an unhappy customer?
People don't come to me for happiness. Try the candy shop for that.
Are we going to get down to business or just dance? I only put 4 hours worth in the meter.
A big spender. Now we're talking. I didn't catch your name.
I didn't drop it. The name's Kringle.
I knew there was a catch.
I need help with the big man.
And who's the big man?
Don't scope me for some Easter bunny gumshoe. It ain't cute.
Rarely am I accused of being cute, but I'll cut to the chase.
You cut the cheese?
No, I mean the big man. I may have heard of him. Nice guy. Likes a good laugh. Does a lot of charitable work for the right people, I hear. I wouldn't know. I'm not usually on the right list.
You clocked it. So, here's the problem. He's missing.
The big man is missing, you say? Well, it's only 3 days before his big day. Maybe he's in his workshop, or at the mall, getting a few last requests.
That's a no. The elves have checked all over. He's nowhere to be seen. We even left milk and cookies out for him last night. This morning, just rancid milk and stale gingerbread men.
Hey, he might show up. Maybe he's on an eggnog bender.
No dice, pit boss. He's strictly a home milk kind of guy. Like you said, in 3 days he's supposed to turn over the yearly payoff for everyone that was nice. I think maybe somebody didn't like this year's results and got to him first.
Or maybe he decided to skip town with the loot himself instead of turning over what people had coming.
That chance. My husband isn't the kind of guy to skip out on a deal. Besides, he was just making arrangements with his number one for the big day.
Who's the main handle?
Gee, for a dick, you sure are slow.
There's a difference between slow and careful, sweetheart. There's a reason I'm not a slice of Swiss cheese.
No, but you are a ham sandwich. The big man's number one, that's Rudolph, of course. He hangs out down at the feeding trough.
I know the place. It's a stag bar.
I couldn't say. I'm a nice girl.
Raised that way, no doubt. Especially with the big man always watching. All right. I'll take the case. My fees are $200 a day, plus expenses.
Here's a blank check. Money isn't the issue. The return of the big man is what counts.
I helped the young Miss Kringle out the door and watched very closely. I wanted to make sure she got out safely. Something was stale with the Pitzels here, and I didn't know what. First, it certainly was a surprise for the big man to disappear so close to the important day. In the summer, maybe he'd dip off the calendar for a few months, but so close to Christmas Eve, that bacala's just a little too fishy. After making sure my gat was ready to bark if things got hot, I went down to my rod and cranked the shaft. I headed over to the feeding trough. It was snowing on the main drag. Hopefully Christmas would be white and not red. I flicked on the radio and let myself think about what was going on.
Over there.
Feeding trough was packed, like it always was. I went up to the door bouncer, a big reindeer with bigger muscles and an even bigger attitude.
Get lost, Mac. This is a private establishment. You're not welcome to play games here.
Don't break your antlers. I'm no 5-0.
Have you been wassailing too much and your ears are clogged? I said, take off. Fly away.
Listen, coat rack. I know what goes on in there, and I don't need to say it. But I'll bet you don't have permits for all this licorice. And that's just on the outside. But it's none of my scope, right? I'm just looking to have a cozy chat with a regular. But if I don't get inside, I might have to talk to some friends. The kind that like to file reports with some other kind of people. And those kind of people like to look good on TV, right?
A real Scrooge type, huh? I've seen fast dudes like you before. Don't worry, with that attitude, you'll get visited by 3 people at night that you don't want to see, and you better hope that they're just spirits. All right, go in. You got 5 minutes.
Thanks. I appreciate the charity and goodwill.
Inside, the feeding trough was packed with the toughest of reindeer. They were all gussied up in tight leather harnesses, reins, and I think I even saw a whip or two. Bells were hanging from everywhere. It wasn't the kind of place where you'd want to stand out, and boy, did I stand out. As soon as I stepped in, you would have thought that someone said salt licks were overrated. I took a quick peep. The room was dark, and I'm sure Rudy was hiding from me. But over in the corner, I saw a bright red glow that he just couldn't keep on the 35 watt. I headed on over. You're Rudolph, right?
Do you want to give it away, Mushhead?
Your winning personality. I have a few questions.
Go buy an encyclopedia.
Why bother when I got the source right here? The big man. Where's he at?
How should I know?
Because the weatherman says 100% fog with no visibility on Christmas Eve, and you have the unique ability to solve that problem.
Why should I? Big man only comes to me when he needs something. Before he needed me, he told me to go pound snow.
Please, I read last week's papers. It's stale. You've been tight with the big man for some time. I think you'd be concerned that he'd be missing. I mean, who else has a meal ticket for a caribou with a neon note?
Why, I oughta.
Relax, Rudy. I think we're in the middle of a game of Pinochle, but we're on the same side. I find him, and you get to be number one, right? Of course, if I don't find him, maybe they come for you next.
Fine. I don't know where he is. But we were making plans for big moves this Christmas Eve. We were all expecting a lot of action. Me and the big man more than anyone else.
When's the last time that you saw him?
Down at the workshop. He was arguing with the elves.
About what?
The elves felt overworked. They felt they were doing all the labor, but the big man got all the accolades. How many Santa songs are there? Hundreds. Elf songs? None. In fact, the big man even expanded their contract, forcing them to travel for work. See, they had to go all the way to people's houses and sit on shelves for hours, watching their little brats. It cramps a guy's style, I can imagine. Those elves like to party hard, if you know what I mean. And that's tough to do when you're making sure little Chauncey is wiping his hiney and brushing his teethy-weethies, right? The elf union boss, Hermie, and the big man really got into it. I ducked out.
Why?
When's the last time you saw Jimmy Hoffa?
That's square. Thanks for the info, Rudy. Oh, and one last thing.
Yeah?
Keep your nose clean.
Rudy's story seemed to check out. There's no way he would want the big man gone. Without a man on the sleigh, he'd be rudderless. I decided to head up to the elf workshop. The snow kept coming down as I pulled up to the joint and got out of the rod. I peeked in the window, and inside I could see hundreds of elves. Toy trains, dollies, pogo sticks, tin soldiers, all the classics. They were all singing merrily. A little too merrily, I thought. One elf in particular seemed to be marching around like he owned the place. He wasn't doing much except trying to look important. His name tag? Hermie, of course. I hung outside and waited for the next break. I put on a pair of glasses, tied my tie too tight, pulled my pants up too high. Soon, a bell whistled and the elves came pouring outside. At the tail end came Hermie. He was sucking on some peppermints. I went over. Oh, hi. Hello. You wouldn't happen to be Hermie the elf, would you? Oh, wow. Oh, geez. It's a thrill to meet you. Wow. How exciting. I just don't know what to...
And you are?
Oh, pardon me. How rude. I just lose myself when I meet important...
Your name?
Right. You are. I'm Wendell W. Weaselbottom. That's two T's and three W's, but not all together. People often confuse me with the other Wendell.
Can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I write for the North Pole Daily News. We're here on a last-minute story right before the big day. My editor sent me here, and he said, don't come back until you talk to Santa Claus himself.
Oh, well, I'm afraid he's very busy right now. He can't talk.
Well, I don't mind waiting. Will he be available? I just have to get this story, you see?
Leave your number, and we'll call you.
I do appreciate that, but is there a teensy-weensy chance that I can see him today? I just haven't... dynamite angle for the story, and I need a few quotes here that would really be... Well, see, I'm aiming for a Pulitzer this year, you see. And, well, last year, the other Wendell W. Weaselbottom, he got one for his expose on eggnog. It's neither an egg nor a nog. Can you believe that? And, I really wanted to be the one...
It's just not possible, I'm afraid. We'll be sure to call you, though.
Oh, well, drat, that's a fly in the soup, isn't it? Well, here's my card. Please do have Mr. Cause call me as soon as he can. I'm really going to be a great story, so, the whole family can enjoy it. Thank you. I left the fake number with the half pint and started walking back to my rod when... something hit me in the back of the head. Hit the snow, and then everything went from white to black.
I went through his pockets, boss. He's not a reporter. Look, it says his name right here. Adam Whitey? Adam Whitey is his name. I sounded it out, boss.
When I came to, I was handcuffed to a radiator in the workshop. Hermie and the other elf were standing over me going through my wallet. My head throbbed like it was a little drummer boy's drum. Through my blurry eyes, I looked around. There was no one else in the room. My gat was on the table, out of reach. Didn't look good.
Ha! I should have known. This guy's a Seamus.
Duh, he's Irish, boss?
What? No? By his smug sense of unfounded superiority, I think he's Canadian. I mean, he's a private eye.
Duh, looks like both his eyes are good to me, boss.
Shut up, Hank!
Oh, where am I?
We got you right where we want, Dick. Now start talking. Who hired you?
That's confidential.
That's tough talk for a guy about to get some candy canes in some not-so-sweet spaces.
That's tough talk for a guy with jingle bells on his shoes.
Say, boss, you do sound pretty tough.
Shut up, Hank. All right, Gumshoe. Listen, we can do this the hard way, or the really hard way. Either you deliver the goods with a pretty bow on top, or you get returned, right?
Maybe. Listen, I'll spread out the cheese and crackers. You should know who hired me. You know her, too.
I know a lot of ladies, pal.
Boss, you do? Does that mean we can't play Go Fish tonight?
Shut up, Hank. What's the dame's name, lame brain?
I figured you would have known. Miss Kringle herself.
Miss Kringle? Shut up, Hank!
What's the scoop? I don't smell no laughing gas.
That's one lousy bluff. There ain't no Miss Kringle. There ain't no Miss Santa Claus. The big man acts like he's got a ball and chain, but that's just for PR. No pair of gams could hold down the boss. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus is strictly nonfiction, right? Now talk. Who hired ya? And don't give me some cockamamie story about some Miss Kringle.
I'm telling ya. Some broad in all red and white gave me a blank check. She said she was Miss Kris Kringle.
Ha! Fine. This mug don't want to talk? Hank, you watch over him. I'm going to go call up the Iceman.
As I watched Termy walk out of the workshop, I knew I had to act fast. The Iceman was one character I didn't want to rub noses with. Say, Hank.
Oh, yeah?
Hank, isn't it pretty chilly in here?
It is?
Yeah, I'm getting pretty cold.
So?
Well, if I get really chilly, then my teeth will chatter.
Ooh, chattering teeth. I hate that.
Yeah. And if my teeth are chattering, then I won't be able to talk real good.
Right.
If I can't talk real good, Hermie will be really angry because I won't be able to tell him what he needs to know.
Ooh, I hate when Hermie's angry. He slaps me on the back of my head.
Well, it's an easy solution, pal. Why don't you put on a pot of hot cocoa and give me that to drink, and it'll keep me warm.
Say, that's good thinking. I'm gonna make a whole bunch, and then you can't say you're cold and make your teeth chatter.
Hank, you outwitted me again.
Aha! Here you go. I brewed up two big pots of hot cocoa. I even put peppermint in.
Good thinking, Hank.
All right, wise guy. Now you're gonna talk. The Iceman is here.
And there he stood before me, the Iceman himself. Frosty the Snowman. He was 3 giant snowballs tall. He was smoking some nasty corncob pipe. A tiny nose on his face only accentuated his horrible eyes. 2 black, black eyes made out of coal. They were staring right into my soul. And that horrid, gothic top hat. Hey, Frost. How about a drink first? I hurled the hot cocoa at the snowman and watched his balls shrink. He dropped to the ground in a puddle of water and wet screams. It was horrible. Seizing the last of my strength, I ripped the radiator from the wall and slammed it into Hermie.
Why'd you do that?
Sorry, Hank.
You didn't do nothing.
I looked back down at the Iceman. Already he was freezing back up and was reassembling his body. That was one tough cookie, and I didn't mean overcooked oatmeal raisin. I made tracks and bolted to the rod. I cranked the ignition and blasted down the street. I was back at square one. Rudy didn't know anything, and the elves seemed to be asking me for more information than I was asking them. Plus, Miss Pringle wasn't really who she said she was. I needed to find some space. I flipped on the radio and thought about my next steps.
She was a reindeer with a dream. Someday, breaking from the team. This working life is not at all what it seems. I hate to say, I wanna get away. She was sick of all the reindeer games. She knew she could set the sky aflame. But blitzing, cause lightning was his name. How do I say I wanna run away? Cause I'm big.
Up to a payphone and dropped the dime.
Hello?
Miss Gringle, this is Adam White, P.I. I've had a huge breakthrough in the case.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll be right over to your office right away.
Next to that, I've got some rough customers looking for me. If I've got a tail, I'll lose it and I'll come to your place. What's the address?
Oh, you know,
Dollface, I know where your husband is. I think you'd want me to come tell you.
Can't you tell me over the phone?
No dice. I've got more info than that. What's the address, Toots? This is real hot, like.
Well, it's 101 Mistletoe Lane, Unit C.
Unit C. I'll be there in 5 hours.
Okay. I'll be here.
In reality, I was there in about 15 minutes. I crept around the apartment outside and looked at the name on the mail slot. Unit C. Definitely not Miss Kringle. Not even Ms. Kringle. Or Miss Kringle. It was Miss Cindy Lou Who. I'd heard of her. A medium-level actress. She had been in some soaps, but nothing major. Too bad for her. Because this was major. I knocked on the door.
I thought you said that you would be...
You thought I was a sap, sister. And it ain't playing out that way. Let's step inside. Spill the beans, Cindy. Who hired you? What's the stuffing here? Who's pouring on the glaze?
My name is Mrs. Kringle. I don't know any Cindy.
Do I look like a jack-in-the-box? Don't turn my crank. Start talking.
Fine. I'm an actress. I was hired by Mr. J.B.
Mr. J.B.? Who's that?
That's the only name I know him by. He hired me to hire you to find the big man. I really don't know why.
How much did he pay you?
All in streaming subscriptions. I can watch whatever I want now.
I will say, that is a sweetheart deal. I can't blame you. Listen, Dollface, give me his address and we're square.
I met him at his office downtown. 666 Nozama Ave.
You're telling the truth, Toots? Then this ends here. Let's hope it's the truth, both of our sakes. Finally, a break. I spread over to Nozama Avenue. I'd never been there before. It was a big, ugly warehouse. I scoped a place out for a bit. Thousands and thousands of boxes were going in and out, but no sign of the big... I went inside and found myself in a reception area. The secretary looked up at me.
Can I help you?
I'm here to see Mr. JB.
I'm sorry, but Mr. JB isn't taking meetings right now. You'll have to schedule another day.
Oh, he'll talk to me.
I'm afraid that just isn't...
I kicked open the door. Inside was a massive office and a massive desk. Behind the desk was a massive chair with its back to me. All right. What's the deal, JB? Just who are you? You're Jeff Bezos.
That's right. And if you just did your job and didn't ask questions, we wouldn't have this problem right now.
What? What do you want with the big man?
When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Huh?
You still don't see, do you? I've already annihilated every small business in North America. Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of family-owned businesses I've crippled? I've already shifted almost all manufacturing overseas. You know how many millions of people have seen their factory and source of income shut down? And with each tear shed, the last time a local hardware turns the key for the final time, and with each whimper when a domestic factory blows its final whistle, I grow stronger. I grow richer. Why, I'm the richest man in 6 continents. But it's not enough. It's never enough. There's one last holdout, one last bastion that refuses to bow and crumble to my might. Santa and his disgusting workshop. It's the only place, the only locale, the only target that I haven't annihilated yet.
I think your heart is 2 sizes too small.
It's not my heart that's 2 sizes too small.
Wait, what?
Well, it just sounded cool. I wasn't actually implying anything. I've never read Sigmund Freud, never even heard of him, honestly. Well, listen, anyways, I was close to finally annihilating Santa in his workshop when he went underground. He must have sensed my kill was drawing near. So I hired you, unwittingly, of course, to draw him out. But you got too curious, and that's too bad.
Yeah, that's a real shame.
A shame for you. Now that you know my plans, I can't let you live, of course. Rocco, Tony, Angelo, Alfonso, anyone else with a racially insensitive name, considering the circumstance of the scenario, come into my office and show Mr. White the nutcracker.
The door swung open, and I was faced with 6 leg breakers. Luckily for me, I had an equalizer. I pulled out my gat and squeezed the trigger at the ceiling. Stay back, you goons. I'm floating out of here like a sugar plum fairy, right?
Fine. Go ahead and leave. No matter where you go, my drones will find you. I bet you won't even make it back to your office.
We'll see. Way to the door, I flew like a flash. My life depended on it, because it did. I didn't bother to go back to my ride. It was wired with explosives, no doubt. Instead, I sprinted down to the corner and found a payphone on the way. I dropped the dime. That doesn't matter. What matters is, I know who you are, and I know you're the Iceman, and I heard that you had a beef with Adam White. I know where he is. I've had a beef with him too. I'm hoping our communal beef can put the cow out the pasture. He's real scared. He knows you're after him, and now he's incognito. He shaved off all his hair. He's gonna be totally bald. That's right, you can find him hiding at 666 Nozama Avenue. Beside the bald head, you'll know him due to his big nose, heavy eyebrows, extremely smug demeanor. I slammed down the receiver, and then I waited. After what seemed like an eternity, a stark white Cadillac pulled up in front of 666 Nozama Avenue. White paint, white trim, white walls, even white windows. Instead of exhaust, ice cubes came out the tailpipe. And then the door opened, and I saw him again. The dreaded Iceman rolled. He looked around to make sure that he wasn't being followed. For a moment, I thought those piercing eyes saw me. But it must have been. Cracked his twigs and went inside the building. I crept around the side and peered in the window. I was sorry I did. Bezos was sitting at his desk, laughing hysterically at the increasing wealth gap. And then, the door to his office flung open.
Who are you? What? Adam White? No, that's ridiculous. I'm the richest man in the world. I'm famous. And I have world renown. I destroy small businesses worldwide.
It wasn't pretty. The Iceman grabbed Bezos by his ears and dragged him, kicking and screaming, over to an Amazon packing machine. As Bezos sobbed, the Iceman activated the machine and then forced Bezos' legs inside, mangling them into mush.
No! No! No, you beast!
As Bezos screamed in bloody exasperation, the Iceman then forced in Bezos' arms. The wailing of pain was unlike anything I had ever heard, or could ever hear ever again. I'll never forget that horrible, wet sound. I'll never forget the Iceman's ghoulish, dry howls of joy. Finally, the Iceman he shoved in Bezos' head. The packing machine gate came down, and it... Bezos' head fell from his torso. Finally, the screaming stopped. I lost my lunch, my breakfast, and my meals from the prior week. Finally, I got back to my feet. At least it was safe for me. I made my way back to the office, stopping at pretty much every bar on the way, or a belt or four. Finally, I got back to my office and made my way up the stairs, my legs wobbly from my liquid diet. And then I heard...
Oh, oh, oh! Oh, oh, oh!
There, sitting at my desk, was none other than the big man himself, alive and in the flesh.
Oh, oh, oh! Oh, 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 oh! Adam, my boy! Come in! Come in! Oh, oh, oh!
Santa, you're alive?
Of course I'm alive, my dear boy. As long as the good little boys and girls believe in me, I'll be there every year on Christmas night. Ho, ho, ho!
But everyone is, or was, looking for you. And you went missing, and well, why? Why disappear only to reappear?
Ho, ho, ho! Adam, my boy, I sensed that a good little boy was losing his faith in Christmas. He was starting to not believe in Santa Claus, to believe in the spirit of Christmas. And when a little boy or a little girl doesn't believe in Christmas, that is a very sad thing, Adam. Do you know this little boy's name?
Is it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, Adam, there is a Santa Claus. And now that you believe again, here I am to spread Christmas joy and cheer and good tidings to all.
Wait, so all this, the chases, the shootings, the beatings, that was all to get me to believe in Christmas?
Oh, ho, ho, that's right.
I see. It seems like a lot of work, but it is Christmas, so, hey, wait a minute. Are you sure that your real reason wasn't to get your competition to eliminate each other in a bloody turf war, all while solving your union problems in one foul swoop?
Oh, hush now. I think I brought someone a little present. Let me reach into my sack here. Ah, here we are, Adam. Merry Christmas. Here is your present.
Wow. Thanks, Santa. It's...
That's right. Ho, 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 ho.
It's a giant tube.
Go on, take a toke. I've got a lighter.
Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't bogart that thing. Pass it over here.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
Ooh. Easy now. That's strong stuff. Don't overdo it.
Ooh-wee. Now that's a Christmas dupe.
Adam.
Whoa. Where am I?
Adam? Guys, he's coming back to us.
Adam, we thought we were losing you.
His eyes are focusing.
Oh, God. Where am I?
You're right here in the hovercraft office, Adam.
Well, you guys would not believe where I was. It was a magical place with gingerbread houses and frosting roofs and candy cane street lamps and talking reindeer and...
Adam, you're back here with us.
Well, and you were there, Sam, and you were there, Em, and you were there, Hallie, and you were there, Tom.
Was I there too?
No.
Oh.
It must have just all been a wonderful dream.
Delivery.
I'll take it.
Sign right there, please.
Adam, it's for you.
Who's it from?
It's from SC.
Open it up.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
It's Jeff Bezos' severed head?
Santa Israel!
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe there's always hope when all seems lost. And I believe in Santa Claus.
I believe in pulling Bezos right to the public square. Crank on up that guillotine and put his head down there.
I believe if Elon's at the crosswalk and he stares at you, step on that gas pedal and speed on right through.
I believe in the Clash and the Crass and the Slits. I believe that Michael Graves simply does not get it.
I believe in the record shop for the albums I get. And if Target has something cool, then it's 5-finger discount.
I believe in Santa Claus. And I believe in Santa Claus. I believe love should prevail at any cost. And I believe in Santa Claus.
I believe in saying what you mean and meaning what you say. I believe in PMA, it can make a better way. And I believe in kicking Skrelly right there in his cojones. Cause like Ian said, I'm not your stepping stone.
And I believe what Jack said, only anarchists are pretty. Sing with me now, so I know that you are with me. I believe I am, so therefore I should do all that I can to mosh and skank and make this place a totally better land.
And I believe in Santa Claus. And I believe in Santa Claus. I believe there's always hope when all seems lost. And I believe in Santa Claus.
Let the children sing it. Sing it with us.
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus.
Let the whole world sing it with us.
I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus.
I believe there's always hope when all seems lost.
And I believe in Santa Claus.
You have been listening to the Punk News Podcast 2020 Christmas Special, starring...
I'm Adam White, and I played Adam White, P.I.
I'm John G, and I play John G and the Iceman.
Sam Barrett. I played Sam Barrett, Donner, and Hermie the Elf.
I'm Em, where I played Emmer, Rudolph, and Minnie.
I'm Hallie Bullitt. I played Hallie and Mrs. Claus.
I am Tom Trauma. I played Jeff Bezos, Santa Claus, and most importantly, myself.
The Punk News Podcast Christmas Special was written by John G, produced by DJ Johnny G at Hierocompolis Studios. Special thanks to the Slackers, the Drugettes, and the Dwarves for their music. Thank you for listening. You can always reach us at podcast@punknews.org.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Have a great new year. And we'll see you next week.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We went out to a Christmas party, had a fifth of cold Bacardi. Saw a Santa Claus in red, with an aching head. But he was very merry, in fact he was kinda scary. Ho ho hell was all he said. He took a drink, and then another two. He needs to sing. Seen him turning blue, handing away. He's up the chimney out the blue, screaming like a drunken Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm tricking up Christmas, 'cause I got no job, I'm a lazy slob. I'm tricking up Christmas, daddy and mom, that I came to rob them. A holiday hero, yeah, but I'm a zero with Yuletide Chiro. I'm tricking up Christmas tonight, alright. He's making a list and checking for the kids that he feels like wrecking. As he stumbles through the night, all pink and white. And he was just get going, but then when the boom stopped blowing, challenged Frosty to a fight. He said, come on, I got a gift for you, so bring it on. I need your black and blue, a little song. I think it's Santa Claus is through.
Oh, 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 oh.